What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sean and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
So, John, I almost texted you last night, but then I decided I didn't want to ruin your evening.
Uh-oh. What? Well, that's a loaded statement. Like, what does that mean, producer Jessica?
But you would have been running from my house screaming yesterday.
Why? You have a rat in the house?
Not inside. I got home yesterday and I took Walt outside. I just grabbed my dinner. I'm sitting outside eating my dinner and I look over and Walt's laughing and he's sitting down and he's slowly putting his finger onto something on the floor. A dead something on the floor.
Oh, no.
You have a dead rat on your property?
Okay, here's the thing. I thought it was a rat.
Oh.
We have rat traps everywhere because we live in an area where they're everywhere.
You
like, we have to
they're
have rat traps.
Everywhere in those trees.
It's so annoying.
They can't hire better gardeners to clean those trees up?
We've had the exterminators at our house a lot to try to get these guys out of
It's not the exterminators,
control.
It's the trees. Mm-hmm. That's what the tree rats eat.
So, but here's
they nest in
there. Whatever.
Here's the
they
thing.
Eat your face,
they
John.
Eat, yeah, exactly. full of poison. And right now we're about to hear what happened to poor Walt.
Well, luckily I caught him just in time. I went screaming, Walt!
What was it?
So I got Jeff to come get it. I was like, Jeff, there's a rat. And he comes in and he goes, no, that was just a really big mouse. And I have never seen a mouse that size in my life.
Yeah, that's even worse. That's even worse. You got a mutant mouse.
I thought for sure producer Jessica was going to say, you know what? It turned out to be a sock that was on the ground from the laundry. That's what I thought you were going to say.
I thought you were going to say like an old bratwurst or something.
I thought it was.
I don't know.
Possum, because I heard something rustling a couple nights ago when I was sitting out back with Walt, and I turned around and I just saw the edge, and I was like, oh, maybe it's a possum, because we do get possums,
too. So you're telling me you had a mouse that was so big and bloated with evil that it resembled a possum, a mouse.
It was massive.
Why in the world would you text me this story?
That's why I didn't text you last night.
Why would you interrupt my mind process this morning on Father's Day week and tell me this horrible story? We had a mouse the size of a blimp in our yard, John. My son almost touched it. it's dead, so you know that's why it's all bloated.
God. I wish you would have brought in a picture or something.
It needed to get gone quickly, so I didn't picture. Sorry.
I'm so glad you thought of me. Tammy, I saw a double rainbow. I had to totally text you. I thought of you instantly. John, I saw a bloated dead rat. I had to text you. I thought of you instantly. Happy Father's Day week. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Oh, boo-hoo. Poor Riley Green. The only thing he has to worry about right now is answering the question of whether he's dating Ella Langley or Megan Maroney. What a horrible choice that must be.
Well,
good Lord.
He had an answer for that.
Oh, really?
I'm rumored to have dated a lot of people. You know, people always long for that, like Tim and Faith, Johnny and June, you know. Me and Ella have two giant songs together. And I think fans kind of want to believe that what you're saying about is real and follow those lyrics and think there's a story there. So I can comprehend people that are thinking there's something going on. But for me, I'm just glad that we're having success together and so proud of her and really lucky that we're on tour together.
Non-answer. I thought you said he was going to answer the question.
Well, that's his answer
non-answer.
To the question.
That's a non-answer. Okay. By the way, notice he didn't say a word about Megan Maroney, however.
That's true. I think he and Ella just have a professional relationship, or they had a relationship, but that's over now, but it didn't end badly.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and say.
Because they get along.
So you're saying when they hooked up?
They may have, or they just have that chemistry when they're singing, and they know that there isn't anything for a relationship. I am curious why the hell he shaved the mustache off.
Oh, God,
not
again.
Not a fan of that. I'm just not. He looks like a completely different person.
Because
would you agree?
A grown man who has independent thinking and do
yes,
what he wants
that's
to
what
do
because
he wants to do it.
I want to know why.
Well,
do you have a theory, producer Jessica?
I do, but I don't know if we can say it on air.
Really?
How about I just edit it for content? Perhaps whoever he's with doesn't like his mustache and wanted him to shave it. Maybe he was tired of having a mustache.
I am going to put the show on hold, and Jessica, you can share your theory, and we'll see if we can share it on air. Yep. Can't air that theory.
No.
Can't air that theory.
We all thought it.
Whatsoever.
We all thought it.
That seems dumb.
Let's reel it in. I'm going to go ahead and make some assumptions here.
Those things happen with the mustache or without the mustache.
Can we please uncomfortably move along?
You have a mustache, John.
Oh, I guess I do.
So that theory's out. Okay.
Well,
moving along.
This is...
Is it gross kissing a guy with a mustache?
It depends. I dated a guy for a long time who had the world's softest beard and mustache, and I loved it. My husband now, if he gets scruffy, I don't want anything to do with it. Don't like it.
Comes to be a full-time, full-on mustache.
I don't like it. Mm-mm. Not
right.
on
How
him.
About you, Jessica? Is it weird? Is it gross for you kissing a guy with a mustache?
Have
you ever kissed a guy with a mustache?
I'm sure I have. It's just been so long.
Well, let me just check my... Let me just check my list. Brings out the phone book. The phone book. Timely reference, John.
You better get out while you can, John.
Yeah.
I really, really want to see the last Mission Impossible movie in a theater sometime this weekend.
I couldn't agree with you more.
But I don't want the crowd. I know, but you play that line of, right, wanting to go without a huge crowd, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh no, I'm too late, it's out of the theater.
May I make a suggestion?
Yes.
What is the hang up with doing it on the weekend? Why don't we go and see a matinee sometime during the work week? Now, it's not the same with school being out, but still very different crowd. Yes, Tammy.
I want to go with my husband.
Well, there's that.
I'm sorry.
So omit me from the equation and do it with your husband during the week. That's the best time to go see a movie for us.
Yes.
Go
didn't
see,
mean that offensively,
no, I totally
John.
Just left. I just kind of be nice, but whatever. After 25 years, the magic's just not there anymore. What are you going to do? My point is that that's my best time to see movies because you pretty much have your free reign, especially now because everybody gets to pick their own seat.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. An old dad joke.
Anyway, so I really want to see it. It looks so good. And
it's supposed
stunts,
to be great.
There's one stunt in there that Tom Cruise had to train for over a year. He had to train for over a year before they could film it. That's insane. So Tom Cruise allegedly... After having Glenn Powell, the actor Glenn Powell, play the Iceman type of character in Maverick Top Gun, he said he would like Glenn Powell to take over his role of Ethan Hunt in Mission Impossible.
Interesting. So this franchise is going to go on. Does he own the franchise?
I don't know, because here's the thing. He allegedly offered it to him, and Glenn Powell declined. After reading his answer, I understand. He said, it's the worst gig in town because of the stunts. It's a death trap. My mom would never let me do it.
You know, it is shocking.
My mommy says no.
It is shocking. Tom Cruise just received a Guinness World Record for, I think it was the most jumps out of a parachute that's on fire. Who knew? I'm not joking.
That's true.
He had apparently 14 attempts in this new movie to do that, and the stunt is supposed to be spectacular. So I would do a little deep dive on Tom Cruise's stunts for this movie franchise, and Glenn's got a point.
Yes, he does.
The fact that he's alive is shocking. In Mission Impossible, I think it was Mission Impossible Fallout, Tom Cruise's character performs what's called a halo jump. Now, the military, you know what it means. It's a high-altitude, low-opening jump, meaning you go up to 25,000 feet, jump out of the airplane, and then deploy your chute. I think it's like under 2,000 feet. So dangerous, as a matter of fact, it's never been performed by an actor on camera ever until Maniac Tom Cruise did it.
He's insane. He might be a little wacko, Tom Cruise, I don't know, but he knows how to make
you
one hell
know.
Of a movie,
right.
And I love him.
Yeah.
I love every single one of his movies.
Matt Damon appeared on the podcast Smartless recently and was sharing a conversation that he had with Tom Cruise about stunt work on his movie sets, and he's having fun with it, but he's being serious. It's a hilarious story.
They're the Tom Cruises of the world who do their stunts, like literally hang off a plane and like do that.
Yeah.
You know, I remember I had dinner with him once, and it was after he did the one where he ran around the building.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And I go, can you tell me how that happened? I mean, he's a really intense guy. You know, he's like, yeah, I'll tell you how it happened. He's like, so I go, all right. I'm in. I'm like, well, okay.
Yeah.
And he goes, I've been thinking about this shot for 15 years. I go, wow, really? And he goes, so I go to the safety guy and I lay it all out. Safety guy goes, we can't do that. It's too dangerous. You can't do that. So I get a new safety guy.
Yeah, he's crazy, but damn. He makes awesome movies. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Emmys, College of Hollywood,
knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Jacob is in East County. Hey, Jacob.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing real well. Appreciate you. Hey, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Hey, Tammy, take a break.
Okay, honey. Good luck.
Jacob, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more red than Tam, you're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also wanted to let you know that all ties go to Tammy. Okay, Jacob?
Okay.
Michael J. Fox celebrated a birthday this week. True or false? His real name is Michael J. Fox.
True.
Chris Young left a $2,000 tip on a $200 bill over the weekend. What star did Chris duet with on the song Famous Friends?
Carrie Underwood.
TikTok is claiming that McDonald's has a migraine meal that'll help you if you're suffering, but it's really just a large Coke and a large fry. McDonald's has had many mascots over the years, including a large purple monster who now has his own shake. Name the character.
I have no idea.
Ed the Zebra was finally captured. He's the pet zebra that went missing near Nashville last week. Chris Rock voiced a zebra named Marty. Ben Stiller voiced a lion named Alex. And David Schwimmer voiced a giraffe named Melman in the animated film Madagascar. How many movies were in the Madagascar series?
3.
And finally, some Hollywood heavyweights are fighting for the rights to the classic horror film The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. What is the name of that movie's main villain?
Leatherface.
Let's get Tam back in. So, Jacob, what's going down with you today, pal?
I got a day off of work, so I'm going to try to enjoy the weather.
All right. Well, hope the weather cooperates with you, and enjoy your day off, man. Thanks for getting up early with us.
Of course.
Tammy Jacobs in relaxation mode probably explains why he went 1 out of 5 today.
Okay. All right.
Michael J. Fox celebrated a birthday this week. True or false? His real name is Michael J. Fox.
Why not? True.
His real name is Michael Andrew Fox. He didn't want to take his stage name. He didn't want his stage name to be Michael A. Fox because as a Canadian, he thought people would think he was saying like A.
Yeah.
As a Canadian, A. So there you go.
Or bragging on himself, Michael A. Fox.
Well, he thinks he's all that, doesn't he? Anyway, look at that. 0-0 still. Chris Young left a $2,000 tip on a $200 bill over the weekend. What star did Chris duet with on the song Famous Friends?
Kane Brown.
That's right. Kane Brown. Jacob didn't know. 1-0. TikTok is claiming that McDonald's has a migraine meal that will help you if you're suffering, but it's really just a large Coke and a large fry. McDonald's has had many mascots over the years, including a large purple monster who now has his own shake. Name the character.
Grimace.
Grimace is right. Jacob didn't know. 2-0, Tam. Ed the Zebra was finally captured. He's the pet zebra that went missing near Nashville last week. Chris Rock voiced a zebra named Marty. Ben Stiller voiced a lion named Alex. And David Schwimmer voiced a giraffe named Melman in the animated film Madagascar. How many movies were in the Madagascar series?
Wow, I don't know. 3?
That's what Jacob went with as well, but no, there were 4. Madagascar Escape to Africa, Madagascar 3, Europe's Most Wanted, and Penguins of Madagascar. So, we're still at just 2-0. And finally, Timmy, some Hollywood heavyweights are fighting for the rights to the classic horror film, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. What is the name of that movie's main villain?
Leatherface.
Leatherface is correct. Look at that. That's one that Jacob did know. So today we finished with a score of Tammy 3, Jacob 1. Jacob, you're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but you are going to get hooked up with a great prize, pal.
Jacob, you'll be going to North Island Credit Union Amphitheater on June 19th to see Dierks Bentley and Zach Top.
Sweet. Zach Top's the best.
All right, Jacob. Well, enjoy your day off today, pal. In the meantime, I do have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Jacob in East County, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
We're just scratching the surface here of the amount of hits that you're going to hear Scotty McCreery perform at the John and Tammy All-American Summer Show this Saturday. Scotty's bringing the band Perry with him, also Kelsey Hart and Will Mosley. You can get those tickets right now at KSON.com.
So the date is Flag Day, right? And it's All-American Summer, and there is nothing more Americana than Scotty McCreery. How do we know? Well, one of the times that we chatted with Scotty McCreery, he not only was on a walk with his wife and his children, but the grandparents were with him as well.
So, Scotty, clearly from the background noise, you're not alone right now.
I'm on a little family stroll. I've got the grandparents, the dog, my wife, and my little baby, my baby boy. So we're just walking around the neighborhood.
My God, it's like the grandparents, the parents, the kids... The dogs. My gosh. Could it be any cuter? Anybody have a picnic basket in there?
Well, yeah, we're walking to lunch, so we'll go get a little something here.
Every moment of Scotty McCreery's life is a slice of Americana.
It
and what
so
a,
is. I
what
love
a wonderful
it.
Thing. I actually heard a bluebird land on Scotty McCreery's shoulder while he was having that conversation with us.
And it's just, I just love him and his family and who he is.
Speaking of family, you'd be very happy that you can take your family to this show. It's Scotty McCreery, after all. He's super clean cut. Or is he? But do you ever let loose with a good swear word? I mean, sometimes when you stub your toe on the side of the couch leg, ooh, and it feels like your toe's been amputated, mm-hmm, and you don't even want to look because you're afraid of what you're going to see, you don't go darn it then, do you? You got something a little more saucier than that going?
Oh, man. Yeah. I make sure there's no cameras going on the golf course and think I'd have a few disappointed fans if they saw me out there after a bad shot.
There we go.
There it is. Awesome.
I knew Scotty McCreery was a drunken sailor when he gets angry. God, wouldn't you pay good money just to watch him go off?
Oh, my God. It's just not him,
though. A person that you so least expect it from. Like, oh, my God, Scotty.
Hey, right here. That's a lady you just hit, sir. Absolutely not. Who just hit the lady? Police, security, on God's green earth. At a Scotty McCreery show? What are you doing? Y'all let the cop know who hit the lady, because that's absolutely unacceptable. Whoever you are has the definition of a coward hitting a lady. Get the heck out of here, man.
Well, Scotty, watch your mouth. Don't make him kick anybody out tomorrow.
Yes,
okay?
Please.
But rest assured, he'll do so in a really, very nice way. But
don't do it.
No, exactly. Tomorrow, Scotty McCreery, Band Perry, and more, Front Wave Arena. You can still get your tickets at a reduced price, KSON.com. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show.
John, I know that you absolutely love the color of your Toyota Tacoma. It's called Bronze Oxide.
It is. I call her Olive.
Yes, because it's kind of an olivey green color. I love mine. Bronze Age. She looks coppery like a penny. But this really surprised me when I read this morning. It was a study just done in San Diego. And I want to ask you a question first, John. If you were to guess what color car retains the most value and sells for the most when you resell it, what color would you pick? In San Diego, this is a recent study done on what colors retain the most value. So which ones sell for the most when they're used?
It's a good question. It seems to me that the majority of colors on the road today are a silver/gray look. So I'm going to go ahead and just go with that. I'm absolutely wrong.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Starting off pretty much normally.
Pick another color.
Okay. Okay, black.
Pick another color.
Canvas looking, like the khaki looking. I don't know the color. Why don't you
My
tell me?
First thought was white, right?
Yes.
Because the cars don't get as hot, and that was my pick. But guess what? I don't think we'd guess if we tried 100 times.
What's the color?
Yellow.
Yellow
Isn't
is the most
that
popular.
Wild? Yellow cars in San Diego have the highest value when it comes to resale.
Oh, really?
Isn't that amazing?
I wonder what goes into that. Why does somebody see a yellow used car and say, that's the one I need, as opposed to this color or that color or this color?
San Diego prefers brighter colors, things that stand out. So those cars sell for the most. And maybe it has something to do with a lot of higher-end sports cars here. That's what I'm thinking. Behind that, green, orange, beige, and gold. Those colors have the highest resale value.
You know, when I was thinking about a new vehicle before I got my Tacoma, I was thinking about that kind of burnt orange color that Toyota has. I'm not sure that's the exact color. And you were like, everyone's going to know you're coming. Everyone's going to know it's you. I'm like, well, I guess I never thought of that. I just thought it's really sharp because it stands out, mm-hmm, because of its bright color. So I guess I see something about that.
Yeah, but I would have never, would you in a million years have picked yellow the highest resale value?
As a matter of fact, my old morning show partner, not to talk about times before Tammy, but it did exist. My old morning show partner, Gully, drove a Volkswagen that was bright yellow. And I remember like saying, who drives a bright yellow car?
Well, if had he been living in San Diego, he'd have had the best option.
He'd be right there in the norm.
That kind of blew me away.
It's interesting to me. So now you've got a perfect conversation starter today at the office.
Yes.
Hey, Gil. How's your day? Incidentally, did you know the used car that gets the most resale value because of its color is the yellow car here in San Diego. Oh, you did know.
Yes. Okay. San Diegans don't like anything dull is what this study said.
So how are we on the air? John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Time to call our final qualifier for our Father's Day meet and greet giveaway with Scotty McCreary.
Yeah, this is Matthew.
Hey, buddy. John and Tammy calling from San Diego's morning show on KSON. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
May I start by saying happy Father's Day early to you?
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
So, Matthew, I don't know if you heard, but Scotty McCreary is coming to town, Front Wave Arena in Oceanside. You are a qualifier now, which means you have tickets to the show.
You're going to meet Scotty McCreary, and you're qualified for that grill and that cart full of meat, pal.
Awesome.
Your wife says that you are a kind and loving father. Confirm or deny?
I confirm.
Who works hard? Confirm or deny?
I confirm.
That's great, man. Always showing up for your family and friends. We appreciate that. Everyone appreciates a good, well-cooked meal. What is your grill specialty?
I would say a nice ribeye steak.
That seems to be the most popular choice.
I think every single qualifier has said ribeyes and then secondary ribs.
Matthew, what are you grilling on now?
Nothing right now. I'm in between.
He's grill-less, John. He's grill-less.
This brings a tear to my... This brings a tear to this fellow dad's eye, Matthew. So here's the deal. We'll see you at the show at Front Wave Arena Saturday. You're going to meet Scotty McCreary, who himself is going to pick out of a hat our finalists, which you are one of. All right, pal?
Right on, man.
Thank you, man.
It's going to be a great day. By the way, you can still get tickets to see Scotty McCreary tomorrow along with the band Perry. They're discounted, by the way, at KSON.com. Congratulations to all of our qualifiers this week. And Scotty's going to pick the winner. Someone's getting a brand new Weber grill from the grilling store at Hillcrest Ace Hardware and a cart full of meat from Fraser Farms Markets.
Remember, you can get your tickets at a reduced price at KSON.com. See you tomorrow night, Front Wave Arena. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hollywood knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood knowledge. Woo!
Marcos is in Chula Vista, Tammy. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning.
Hey, would you do me a favor, pal, and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Gotta go, Tammy.
All right, good luck.
Marcos, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also want to let you know, pal, all ties go to Tammy, Marcos.
Yes, sir.
Happy birthday, Chris Evans. The Avenger turns 43 today. Which original Avenger is Chris Evans?
Captain America.
Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen are also both 38 today. The two are not identical, but fraternal twins. One of them is older than the other, born 2 minutes earlier. Which one, Mary-Kate or Ashley?
Ashley.
Warren Buffett and Jimmy Buffett once took a DNA test to see if they're related. They were not. Jimmy Buffett has a chain of resorts and restaurants named after a song. What are they called?
Margaritaville.
Bruce Willis found ways to continue to work and appear on screen through the beginning of his degenerative illness, including having a friend feed him lines through a tiny earpiece. Bruce is most known for playing John McClane in the Die Hard film series. What was the name of the awesome villain in the original Die Hard?
I don't know that one.
All right, and finally, a woman complained that she saw an adult man in the theater by himself watching Lilo and Stitch, but most people seem to think she's being unreasonable, and there's nothing abnormal about it. In the movie, Stitch is an escaped experiment from another planet. What do they call him?
Experimental alien.
Let's get Tam back in. Marcos, where are you off to today?
I am working for Joshua, heading down to South Bay, San Diego right now.
All right, man. Well, Tammy, Marcos did 3 out of 5 today.
Okay, nice job, Marcos.
Tammy, happy birthday to Chris Evans. The Avenger turns 43 today. Which original Avenger is he?
Captain America.
He's Cappy. That's right. 1-1. Marcos knew that. Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen are also both 38 today. The two are not identical, but fraternal twins. One is older than the other, born 2 minutes earlier. Which one?
Oh, Lord.
Mary-Kate or Ashley?
Who knows that?
Marcos.
I'm going to say Ashley.
That's right. Apparently you know it, too.
Was a guess.
It's 2-2. Yeah,
50-50 shot.
Warren Buffett and Jimmy Buffett once took a DNA test to see if they're related. They were not. Jimmy Buffett has a chain of resorts and restaurants named after a Buffett song. What is it?
Margaritaville.
That is right. 3-3.
Do you think Jimmy was trying to see if they're related so he could get some of Warren's dough?
I don't think Jimmy had, you know, yeah, an empty fridge at home, yeah, but yeah.
Warren's way richer.
Yeah. 3-3. Bruce Willis found ways to continue to work and appear on screen through the beginning of his degenerative illness, including having a friend feed him lines through a tiny earpiece. Bruce is most famous for playing John McClane in the Die Hard film series. What was the name of the awesome villain in the OG Die Hard?
Come on, you know it. He says his name. Luther's not right. It's right there.
The late, great Alan Rickman was
Hans Gruber. Yes.
Marcos didn't know either. Still tied at 3. And finally, a woman complained that she saw an adult man in a theater by himself watching Lilo and Stitch. But most people seem to think she's being unreasonable, and there's nothing abnormal about it. In the movie, Stitch is an escaped experiment from another planet. What do they call him?
And I just saw the movie.
And you should know.
Guess
you're going to have to guess.
Yeah. It was number something, I believe, but I don't remember.
Stitch was known as Experiment 626. Well, look at that. We tied today, 3-3. So, Marcos, you're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but we do have a great prize for you, my friend.
You'll be joining us to see Dierks Bentley and Zach Topp at North Island Credit Union Amphitheater on June 19th.
Heck yeah.
All right, Marcos, have a great day, pal. Don't work too hard. Thanks for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Thank you.
If you've ever listened to our show, you know how much I love Father's Day. I love being a father. And that I lost my father, 4 years ago now. Still so shocking to say that. So matter-of-factly, our coworker Dorothy and I were talking about how she once in a while calls her father's voicemail still. She lost her dad about the time I did, which has gotten us so much closer as friends, by the way, just sharing that, I guess, is bond the right word?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, after she told me that,
it dawned on me that I never called my father's voicemail after he passed. And I'm sure after 4 years, my mom deactivated his account. But, I don't know. Should we try and call my dad's voicemail
right now? Why
not?
I mean, why not? I'm actually kind of surprised you haven't tried that.
Well, I mean, it's hard. Hearing my dad's voice makes me sad. It makes me miss him. But also, I didn't want to freak my mom out. My dad's all over my mom's house still. So while it seems unlikely that the account is still active, I don't know. Maybe mom doesn't want to let go. So let's try this. I mean, if the account's active, we might be in for a treat here, huh? It still says calling dad on my phone. Oh, my God. Does this mean the phone's still active?
Well, if it's...
Hello, you've reached the voicemail box of Tanya and Soul Aesthetics. I'm either treating one of my amazing clients or chasing around my busy baby girl. But your call is very important to me, so please leave a detailed message.
Should I tell her?
I will call you back as soon as I am able. In the meantime, if you're looking to schedule an appointment, buy a gift card, or just explore my services, you can do that online at soulaestheticsofminnesota.com. Thank you very much, and Happy New Year.
Yeah, I think should share.
Hi, I'm sorry. I think it was Tanya. Mm-hmm. This is a very, very random phone call. My name is John, and I am attempting to call you because, well, I wasn't attempting to call you. I was attempting to call my dad's voicemail. This is weird.
I know it's weird, but now you have to explain to her and make sure she doesn't think you're a weirdo. It's okay.
We're doing a radio show right now in San Diego, California, and I was talking about my father who passed away years ago, wondering if his voicemail was still active, and I called and it rang a bunch, so I was kind of excited thinking, oh my God, maybe it still is. Mm-hmm. Clearly it's not.
Yeah.
And this is your line now. So I wish you well in your business. I wish you well with your little girl. I wish you well. By the way, I could always use a good waxing.
So except maybe we that you're in California, John.
Yes, I know, but I've got friends and family in Minnesota. I'll pass the word along to them. I'm sorry to have bothered you. Please don't freak out.
Yes.
None of your personal information, by the way, is on the air.
Yes.
So don't worry about that.
But tell her where we work, just in case she wants to call.
We are at KSON Radio, and you can always reach us at 833-287-1037. For any other reason, just to call and say, hey, freak, don't bother me anymore.
Well, tell her what our show is.
Well, why don't you? You're right there.
She can't hear me.
John,
you're across the room.
Oh, okay, that's right. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show, just to prove that we're legit.
Okay.
And I'm sorry to have bothered you. This is a very weird conversation, I know. But good luck in your business, and Happy New Year to you as well. Okay, that was weird.
It's okay. You know what?
Woman.
I bet she might call back.
I don't think she will. That's weird.
If you got that call, would you call him back?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that.
I would. Because you know why they called? She's a mom, right? So she's a parent. She understands.
Now, if she does call back, it'll most likely be lose my number.
I think it's very sweet. I bet you she calls back or at least sends you a text on your phone because she's going to have your cell phone number now.
Well, the moral of the story is I guess time moves on, as do numbers. And I didn't expect dad's voice there, but I was kind of hoping.
Oh, I know. I bet.
Anyway, happy Father's Day. This is a tough day for you because you miss your pops.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of people understand. So, John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Can't wait to see you all tomorrow. It's finally here, our All-American Summer Show with Scotty McCreery and Band Perry, Front Wave Arena in Oceanside. You can get your tickets right now. Reduced price at KSON.com.
And even better, it's an all-ages show. So we always get people to say, can I bring my kids? And a lot of things are 21 and up, not this one. So bring the kids and behave because we don't want Scotty to have to throw you out.
Hey, right here. That's a lady you just hit, sir. Absolutely not. Who just hit the lady? Police, security, on God's green earth. At a Scotty McCreery show? What are you doing? Y'all let the cop know who hit the lady, because that's absolutely unacceptable. Whoever you are has the definition of a coward hitting a lady. Get the heck out of here. Boy,
Scotty, watch your mouth. I'll never ever get sick of hearing him kick somebody out politely.
I know.
Ever.
It's the nicest way. Oh, no, excuse me.
Which reminds us, best behavior tomorrow.
Of course.
Can watch your mouth.
Why are you pointing at me?
Because you're more Wisconsin than I am, trust me.
Okay.
Remember, you can get your tickets at a reduced price at KSON.com. See you tomorrow night, Front Wave Arena. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.